It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Eavesdropping can be easy, which is why some folks now refer to the act of listening in on other people's conversations as eavesdropping.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rena Miller, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Howdy, Ann.
Hello.
More acorns. Oh, boy. What you got?
Well, just to refresh people on what an acorn is. So an acorn is a reinterpretation of a word or a phrase into something that sounds very similar and makes sense. So acorn for acorn. Mm-hmm. Well, we have eavesdropping for eavesdropping. So eavesdropping comes from the idea that you're standing close enough to someone's window right outside that you're under the eaves and you can listen in and hear what they're saying.
Yeah.
But perhaps because we don't stand under eaves very often, some people have reinterpreted that as eavesdropping or even sometimes eardropping.
So what made you think of these?
I've been thinking about acorns because I did a short video for the university that showed up on Michigan Today, and some of the commenters were not feeling very happy about acorns. In fact, the first commenter on Michigan Today wrote, "Anne, I think you're too easy on those who commit such crimes against language. Acorns are, it seems to me, evidence of sloppy thinking." I would disagree. I think that actually you can think about them as speakers being creative with expressions they don't know. Obviously, it does mean that they may not know where that expression came from originally. But if we look historically, there are some acorns that people no longer realize are acorns. And one of the ones is buttonhole. Do you use that verb?
No.
Well, I sometimes will use it to mean if I feel like someone buttonholed me. They got me into conversation and sort of detained me and wouldn't let me go, and I was buttonholed. When you think about it, that actually doesn't make sense. Like, why would we refer to it that way? And that's because originally what it was buttonholed, H-O-L-D, as in to hold someone by their buttons and keep talking to them.
Mm-mm.
That makes sense. But it got reinterpreted as, I guess, someone holding on to the buttonhole of your jacket and then not letting you go.
That's like at parties. You know, I ran across one not too long ago, deep-seated. I saw it as D-E-E-P-S-E-E-D-E-D. So it was deep-seated, like seeds to grow things.
Right, as opposed to being seated deeply.
Yeah.
But again, you can make sense of that.
Yeah.
Now, here's another historical one, which is a hangnail.
How is that relevant?
I know. Well, now we're like, oh, right, part of your cuticle is hanging. But that's not actually where it comes from. It comes from ag nail or ang nail. And ang meant painful. So it's a painful nail because sometimes a hangnail, there actually isn't anything hanging. It's just swollen and painful. But we've reinterpreted it in a way that makes sense.
An ang nail. Do you have any others?
Well, we could talk about the blessings in the skies.
Where witches stand.
Right. Rather than disguise them, let's just put them up in the skies.
Yeah. Or feeble position.
Yes. So rather than fetal position, feeble position. So some of the ones we hear now, if you know where it came from, it gives you a giggle. But some of the historical ones, we no longer even know they were acorns.
I love these. And we've got plenty more to come. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.